I'm also 2 days into learning CW, so I could be completely wrong.
No, you're right. It was an H and an I, because I wanted it to go. So what it is, it turns out, is when it loses GPS, so it says master timing. So it would ID when it would lose master timing, and then it would do the zero when it would regain master timing. And so I changed it. At first, I just eliminated it so that we wouldn't hear anything. And then I thought, you know what, I'd like to know that. So now it should just go did it, and then it should go did it when it comes back, or the other way around, did it when it goes off, and then did it when it comes back. I think it's did it when it goes off, when it loses GPS, and did it when it comes back. You'll be able to tell by the order, you know, the one will always follow the other. And I know why, because I got the GPS puck. We haven't ran it outside yet. It's just sitting in a windowsill in a northern exposure.